Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Michigan football team lost to Wisconsin on Saturday in Madison, 24-10. And this, I thought Michigan had a real good shot to win this game. I really did.
They played well for 2.5 quarters, yeah, basically. I mean,
they played really well defensively. They did enough offensively. In the first half, they were the better team.
Yes.
And
it was a shame it was only 7-7 at halftime.
Right. And they just couldn't take advantage of opportunities that the defense gave them. Right? I mean, in the second half, Devin Bush had the interception. They couldn't take advantage of that other than a field goal. They couldn't. There were chances Michigan had to not break the game wide open, but to really take command of the game.
Right. And even with the questionable call on the DPJ play that I thought, you know, when you look at it frame by frame, was a touchdown, still Peters makes the mistake that cost them 3 points,
mm-hmm,
you would think, because you think Nordine would have made that field goal.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, that hurt. And the defense, and Honeybrook was bad. I mean, he until he had those really good passes in the second half, in the fourth quarter, on third down plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally the defense just gave up, not gave up, but all of a sudden they got, you know, gave up some long plays. But
right,
they played well enough to be in control. But they have, look, we know there are major problems there, I think. And it's obviously at the offensive end. And I don't know what has to happen, whether they need a new coordinator next year or something. But you watch some of the other games, and I know other teams have older players, but that's no excuse anymore. You watch teams line up four receivers, somebody's open. Michigan has no passing creativity whatsoever. What's their big creativity stuff? McDoom on a sweep or a little pass to McDoom and the whole play action with the tight end stuff. You know what? Yes, it's about execution. It doesn't make a difference, what the play is as long as you execute it. But do something different. They're so freaking predictable. They seem to be so easy to defend.
Here's what I don't get. I think Jim Harbaugh is a terrific coach, and I think he's the right coach at Michigan. He has been underwhelming. There's no debating that fact.
No.
I know that Michigan fans are starting to grumble a little bit because where's the progress? Where are the big wins? Michigan in year three of Harbaugh was not meant to either A, play spoiler down the stretch, or B, contend for third place in the division.
Look for a pinstripe bowl bid.
No, or look for a pinstripe bowl bid. Or even, to be honest with you, Stoney, This the Outback or the Citrus.
Right.
I mean, that's not what this is about anymore. In year three of Brady Hoke, and I remember having this exact conversation with Wojo, I said, what's he about? I mean, we know about the recruiting. Brady Hoke was a terrific recruiter. This is Michigan, all that. But in year three, I said, like, what's his philosophy? Like, what is it? What is the Brady Hoke Michigan team? What is it built upon? Like, what is it here to do? And now in year three of Harbaugh, I'm wondering the same thing.
I know what his philosophy is. I don't know if his philosophy is antiquated, though. You know, pound the football, play, you know, football back when he played, and that's how you win games. Pro-style offense, run the ball, play action, that stuff.
That's not what he did at Stanford. That's not what he did with the 49ers.
No.
He's doing that out of necessity here in Michigan.
Probably because of the quarterback situation.
But I don't think he wants to do that.
Well,
do you?
But maybe he, I don't know, because his wide receivers are not very good right now.
Why
number
not?
One. I don't know.
I know Tariq Black is out, okay? I understand
okay,
that.
Maybe,
but let's not turn that into,
right,
you know, a Rozem Lorbeck, and they're never going to recover from that years down the road.
But they're just not. Whether it's the rumors that, you know, the offense is so complicated that the young guys can't figure out what to run the correct route and things like that. I don't buy that stuff.
Coaching.
That's why I said the offensive coaching from Harbaugh, Drevno, Pep Hamilton, it's been bad. And I don't know if the whole, you know, Fish leaving to go run UCLA. Now he's the interim
UCLA
coach.
Head coach.
Yeah, I know.
Fish.
He's now the interim coach for Jim Mora. I don't know if that makes a difference. They're just very boring to watch offensively.
That's fine. But I guess what I'm not even talking about the game on Saturday.
And all season they've been like this.
Well, and to be, you know, if you're going to be a Harbaugh defender and a Michigan defender, you're going to say, Their third string quarterback started at Madison and got hurt in the third quarter. True or false?
That's true.
That is true. And, you know, you look at Maryland, who's on their fourth string quarterback, and they are now looking like about as bad a team as there is in the Big Ten.
Correct.
So most colleges, when they start their third string quarterback at Wisconsin, are going to lose a lot worse than 24-10.
Correct.
So that would be the defense of Harbaugh.
Jamie, I don't know if you're believing what you're saying there, though. I get that reasoning.
I'm not saying that's...
But I believe their third string quarterback should have been their first string quarterback.
I know you do.
And he should have started from the get-go this year.
Well, that's Harbaugh's fault that he wasn't ready then.
First off, they do have a legitimate chance to win that game Saturday if he didn't go down. When he went down, it was over.
Yeah.
John O'Korn's terrible.
Okay? Oh, he's awful.
He's limited, and it shows why he was playing where he was playing.
No doubt.
But Peters, I think what I've taken away in the last couple of weeks is that I don't get why he certainly wasn't the backup. I can get the Spate starting, but I don't get why Peters wasn't the backup. And I believe it cost them the Michigan State game, and it completely changes this whole narrative. All these things you guys are saying are right. There's certainly – okay, if they beat State, if they just would have beat Michigan State and everything else happened the way it did, I think people could kind of stomach it considering
a 9-3 season with beating State,
the youth. And that would have meant, you know, Peters would have, you know, started at Penn State and probably would have had a closer game. You know, I just don't get – what's the logic in what he did? Because the problem right now is, and this is where my problem is with the program, you don't know who your quarterback is next year right now.
Correct, especially if Spate comes back.
You don't.
I know.
That's horror. That's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Jim Harbaugh, period. So that's not on offensive lines. That's not on offensive coordinators. That's on Jim Harbaugh.
True, but
the alleged quarterback guy.
But the problem with the actual team, the functionality of this team right now, their offensive line, just when you thought it was getting better, when they play a good team, they fell apart.
You agree that the game's a toss-up where it was at before Peters got hurt.
There's no doubt.
So all that aside, what I'm putting this in, I'm a quarterback guy. You know, I put so much onus on quarterbacks and how teams play and if they win or lose. I just feel like this whole thing has played out completely wrong the entire season, and now you're sitting here with our hands up and saying, what is it going forward?
I don't know. That goes back to my question.
Well, what is
Jim Harbaugh about?
That's what camp is going to determine, whether it's going to be Peters, if Spate comes back, or my McCaffrey.
So it's wash, rinse, repeat from this year.
Yes, pretty much.
248-539-9797. Want to hear from Michigan fans your level of frustration or lack thereof about the program after losing
to
Wisconsin.
And I don't want to hear anybody try to compare this to Hoke. Because Jim Harbaugh, okay, with all his flaws, and he's certainly been underwhelming, is the right word. Those teams did not lose to Rutgers and Maryland. 248-539-9797, 97136 on the ticket text. Here's a tip. See, this is the type of stuff that pisses me off as a Michigan fan. Listen to this. Everyone see the picture? Ref stole TD from DPJ and Peters. Huge swing in game. Blocking back on punt return. Don Brown, no DB help on 3rd-and-15s. Look like Big Ten told refs to push Wisconsin for playoff team reasons.
Bang.
Seriously. That is the reason people hate Michigan fans, because of you. That's a horrible text.
Well, to be fair.
Horrible.
To be fair, all fans are that way.
I know. I know.
And it's not all fans. There's certain elements.
And believe me, I'm convinced that the afternoon show believes that most of the the pro-Michigan trolls are legitimate. I think half of them aren't. I think a lot of them are State fans trying to make Michigan fans look idiots.
Oh, and look at you. Now casting blame on Michigan State. The DPJ play, look, it is. If it had been called a touchdown, it would have been a touchdown. It was called not a touchdown, therefore it was not a touchdown. I mean, yes, it looked as if his cleat was up. You know, the cleat that went down in the turf was in the turf, and the one that hit the sideline was like a millimeter above. But again, this is one of those, what do you want replay to be? Okay, I guess that's my question. And I know we all wanted to favor our teams, whatever those may be, but do you want it to be, you know, clear 100%, black and white, yes or no, up or down, or do you want it to be, I am pretty sure his right cleat that was out of bounds?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure his right cleat was not touching the white when his left cleat was in the green. But I can't bet my life on it.
It's like, was Al Franken's hands really on what's her face?
I think
boobs.
It's more compelling that that Al Franken's hands were on Leanne Tweeden's boobs than the Donovan Peoples-Jones had one cleat up and one cleat down.
Right. Put a gun to my head. Yes, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, but
let's not use that as an excuse. Now, here's the other side. Harbaugh's nothing more than Brady Hoke 2.0 with a much bigger paycheck and off-the-field antics. Hashtag failure. I don't know.
Hashtag sad.
I'm sorry. It's like Caputo did this thing on you know, when he, like a Facebook Live or whatever we show on the website.
You watched it?
Yeah, I did watch it. It was like, you know, a minute and a half.
I didn't know anybody watched those things.
Well, I did. You know, I'm a sucker.
I just see a picture of him with his headphones on.
Yeah. You know, they got to stop this Rome stuff and, you know, that stuff is off season. It means nothing. It does not translate one way or another to what happens on the field. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Jason in
Ypsilanti. Doesn't look good sometimes, but yeah, who cares?
97-1 the ticket. How you doing there, Jason?
Excellent. Morning, gents. How are you?
Good.
So, well, first of all, what I want on a replay is a bigger screen. When I see those refs looking at that monitor they have to look at for replay, that's smaller than most smartphones now. That's ridiculous.
But I think they're making the call in the booth with a big TV. The referees are just looking at it to consult.
That's fair, but that was still a touchdown.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, so as far as Peters goes, I don't think he started at the beginning of the season. For one, he's way too small. Like, you see how he got hit, and he's down and out.
Small? He's 6'5".
He's 6'5", height, but his stature, like, how filled out is the kid? Because it looks to me like he's pretty small.
Well,
and you put him out there against some big guys, he's not going to fare too well, and he's not – he didn't play that. He didn't finish that game for a reason.
Well, to be fair, Jason, I think what you know, Stoney has heard and Gov has heard, and I've heard from a lot of people who know a lot more about the program than I do, is that they gave him every opportunity to win the job. It wasn't because he was undersized or slight. It's because that he didn't seize the day. He didn't grab hold of it, and he certainly didn't bring the same gravitas to the position that Wilton Spate brought to the job. Now, maybe he should have been the backup. That's a fair debate to have. I haven't read a ton about the injury that he sustained. I know the Free Press, Nick Bumgarner, has an article today at freep.com that says, according to his sources, he was knocked unconscious by the hit.
Correct.
The hit itself does not look that bad. It was his head, obviously, right, banging into the turf. Earlier in the game, he got knocked out for one play. And I'm almost wondering if there was some residual effect, because that hit looked a lot worse. The one he took where he got knocked out for one play where they had to go to O'Korn.
And kudos to the Wisconsin player on the Peters injury, because as soon as he went down, he started waving. He knew something was gone.
Yeah, although I'm not going to give him kudos because he certainly drove him into the turf.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
And he
you're right.
Shimmied up him as he was driving him down into the turf. I mean, he was making a hard hit, which is totally fair. He was also trying to send a message with that hit. It was not just a garden variety tackle.
The bottom line on the Harbaugh, almost 3 years, okay? They won what? 10, and they'll probably win 8 or 9, all right? Now they've won 8 already. Here's the deal, in my opinion. Has it been, you know, underwhelming, as you put it? Yes. Has it been a bust? Hell no. People that are going absolutely crazy that, you know, it's like the worst thing in the world, forget about his contract, how much money he makes. Forget all that bull crap, okay? He's a head football coach. He's done a good job. He hasn't been as great as people have thought. Yes, I agree with that. But to sit and write him off is ridiculous.
No one's writing him off.
No, there are idiots out there.
Okay, well, they're not
idiots who get paid for their opinion too.
Like who?
Like people on this radio station
that are writing it, like saying fire him.
They're calling him a bust and a failure and all this stuff. It's a little too premature.
Let me give you an example, okay? Recently, we were talking about like a movie or a TV show or something. Or actually, just for example, over the weekend, Chance the Rapper hosted SNL. Okay. If you didn't see it, he was really good. And there were some really funny skits, including one sketch where he played a sports reporter for the MSG network covering a hockey game when he was their regular Knicks reporter.
Right.
And he doesn't know anything about hockey. And it's really good. And he's a great actor in addition to being Chance the Rapper.
It was very funny.
Should be Chance the actor.
Lazlo.
Okay. His name was Lazlo. But I asked you, what did I ask you? I said, hey, did you see the Chance the Rapper sketch about SNL? What'd you say?
I thought it was very funny, but I saw it after I saw the buildup, so I expected it to even be funnier.
That's my point.
Right.
So you can sit there and say separate all the other stuff. But it's impossible to separate. Remember, before Harbaugh ever coached a game, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay?
Yeah.
Before Harbaugh ever coached a game, he was ranked in some one of these preseason CBS.com or Entertainment.com polls as the a better college football coach than Mark D'Antonio. But, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's impossible to separate the two. And while I agree with everything you're saying, and I think people need to be a little bit more patient because this is still a football coach in his third year trying to build his program up. It's not just Harbaugh, Michigan. The two things go together naturally. But my expectations were higher, so I do find it disappointing.
Well, I said it is disappointing, but people, like, lighten up a little bit.
Tony, cell phone, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Tony.
How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I agree that people are overreacting for the most part. I think everybody's expectation was that he was going to come in and, you know, be undefeated his first year, like Urban Meyer, this and that. And, you know, I think that's unrealistic for any coach. But I think it was mainly just, you know, the miscues, you know, mistakes, you know, little things in the big games. You know, I think this past week was only the third time over the 3 years, I believe, that he's lost a game. That wasn't a one-score loss. You know, Michigan State muff punt, the Iowa game, the, you know, the
Ohio State game.
It's a recurring theme. It's just
right.
It's just us not executing, you know, that one play that can decide a game. If you leave it to the referees or the other team to do it, they've been executing on us. And, you know, it's going to turn into the same old Wolverines pretty soon. So, you know, they just got to take care of business, you know, put a chip on their shoulder and, you know, play a whole 60 minutes.
Right. If you're a Michigan fan, you should be more pissed off of anything of how the Iowa and the Ohio State games ended up last year. Pissed off at your coach for not calling plays and executing the correct things for them to win those games than this season. This season, with all their losses, and I know every team has it, but they had a ton of losses on both sides of the ball, especially skill positions on offense. I didn't expect much. So my
but
that's what I'm saying. If you're going to be pissed off that they couldn't close the deal last year they had the team to do it.
That's fine. Okay, but that's last year. We're talking about this year. And more importantly, Stoney, at this point, we're talking about next year.
Right.
Okay? Do you have a great deal of optimism heading into 2018?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Based on,
I think, whoever the quarterback is, I'm assuming if it's Peters will be better.
Okay. Offensive line?
Offensive line will be...
They're losing some of their best players, their best offensive linemen, off of our already mediocre offensive line.
Kugler's not that great anyway. They're losing Call. They're losing their best one. Maybe Newsom will come back. But you have to assume...
Newsom?
Yeah.
But what do we expect out of him?
I don't know. But everybody else is getting... All their young players have one more year. I expect them to be better next year.
Defensively, absolutely.
Okay, and offensively, I expect DPJ and Black and those guys and their young tight ends and their quarterback and their running backs to be better than they were this year.
Okay.
That's all.
248-539.
If they're not better next year, then, you know, things have to change. And I'm not talking about firing him.
Then what are you talking about?
I think offensive coordinator.
Uniforms?
Yeah. Oh, shush.
Change the helmets. 97-1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.